after the incredibly passionate worship that we've just experienced this morning. Because passion is about something that you love to do. It's about an intense and driving desire that stirs you inside. Something you could do forever without getting bored of it, without getting tired. Something that just makes you feel alive. And all of our passions are different, and that's good because we are all different. And I really believe that God has given us all our personal, individual and unique passions for different things. One of the reasons I believe that is because I know that God loves to see us excited and fulfilled in our lives, doesn't he? He doesn't want us to be sad, frustrated. And that's why he has given us these incredible passions, things that make us feel excited and alive. It's part of how we were designed. I've got a few scriptures I'm going to look at, but I'm also going to think about some other things. So I've got my trusty two. I've got my message and my NLT. Ben's prepped. He said he'll just follow me, which is probably quite a good idea because I'm not 100% sure where I'm going. But we will start in John 10:10 because I think this epitomizes what I mean when I say I believe that God gave us passion, because it's Jesus said, he came that we might have life in all its fullness, that we could live a life that is fulfilled and exciting and passionate and full of things that make us want to get up in the morning, full of things that fill us with joy. I don't believe the Christian faith is about denying who we are. I believe the Christian faith is about living who we were designed to be. And that includes the things that excite us. And that's what Jesus said. Dennis gave us this scripture last week as well. Matthew 11, 28 to 30, when he was talking about the unforced rhythms of grace. And I thought this applies actually really well here as well. He said his purpose is to give us a rich and satisfying life, to help us to live freely and lightly in the message. That's how God designed us to live. I looked when I was preparing for this at a few famous Christians. People generally get famous, I think, because they live out their passion in a really incredible and exciting way. And when people see someone really living out something that they are passionate about and excited about, often that results in them being quite famous, because they're doing something really incredible. There's a really famous quote from Eric Liddell in, it's in the film Chariots of Fire, great film. He said that when he runs, he feels God's pleasure. He said God made him for a purpose, but he also made him fast. And when he ran fast, he knew that God was smiling on him. That's because he was doing something that he was really passionate about. And he went on and had an incredible life. He went on as a missionary in China. He did incredible things for God. The thing he was passionate about, the thing that made him famous across the world amongst people who don't know God, was his speed. And that was the thing he said, God gave me that. And he smiles on me when I do it. If we look at Psalm 139, one of my favourite psalms, I think it might be my favourite actually. It's hard to have a favourite psalm because there's some good ones. There's a few depressing ones as well, but you know, God's with us regardless of what we're going through, so sometimes the depressing ones can be good. But my favourite, I think, Psalm 139, and particularly verses 13 to 16 in this case, where it's talking about how God shaped us and designed us. And I really believe that the things that we're passionate about, we were given, designed that way. God knew what would get us excited before we were even born. He created in us that thing that would fulfill us, that would fill us with joy before we were even born, before we even existed, before we were even a twinkle in our parents' eye. He knew, and he made us to live that way. God also tells Jeremiah about that. If we look at the very beginning of Jeremiah, God said, "Before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you saw the light of day and the holy plans for you, a prophet to the nations, that's what I had in mind for you." He knew Jeremiah. He knows you. He made you that way. I think we are also given skills and talents that match or complement our passions. God made Eric Liddell to run. He made him fast. He gave him the ability to run fast, and running was the thing he was passionate about. In Ephesians 4, it talks about a lot of the skills, talents, gifts that God gives. But I don't think this list is exhaustive. These are the gifts Christ gave to the church: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. I think he also gave so many other gifts amongst us. These are the ministry ones. And sometimes I think we get sidetracked by those and think that maybe those are the only valid passions. Or have we ever, I know I have, fallen into the trap of thinking that if my passion doesn't automatically and obviously line up with one of those things, it's not God-given? I don't believe that to be the case, because I believe whatever you are passionate about, that thing that God has put inside you, he has put it there for a purpose. This is where I'm going to wish I had my glasses again. I found this. Anyone heard of Stormzy? I was going to say anyone likes Stormzy, but anyone heard of Stormzy? Very good. For those who haven't heard of Stormzy, he's a grime artist. That's a type of music. Yeah, he's not a cleaner, no. He comes from quite a difficult background in London, and he speaks. His music is full of swearing, full of references to gang violence, but it's also full of God, because he has an incredible and alive relationship with God. And he's very public about it. And I think that's incredible, because that speaks to a sector of our society that have so often felt like they are not worth it, that they are misunderstood and not known. And his music speaks incredibly. But he said... He speaks a lot, but I found about his faith. But I found this particular thing. He was being given an honorary degree, and he said that he felt like this was a kind of a full circle moment, because he felt that what he was being given the adoration for was just something God had given him. It wasn't something very special. It was just who God designed him to be. He said, "I used to respect the honours and reject the honours and applause for something that I genuinely believe is just a part of my purpose and my covenant with God. The famous analogy I've always likened it to is just one of your mates popping to the shops and grabbing a couple of crisps and a few bottles of Lucozade for the boys. Says that's the significance of what he does. Of course, it's a kind gesture, but it doesn't deserve a song and dance because it's just what you do for your loved ones. Singing is just what he's doing for God because it's just what God's passion, the passion that God put in him. He said, I've been so richly blessed by God, and I don't just mean financially. I mean with love and life and family and joy and peace and with purpose. So to put it simply, I've bared fruit and shared fruit. And without sounding too fantastical, that's just what we're meant to do. Some of our destinies will be to save just one life. Some of us are destined to build nations and build schools. Some of us will focus on raising our families and those closest to us. Some of us will help our local community or the neighbours next door. Some of us will help a friend. My point being that we should always share and support and uplift and help in whatever capacity we are able to. All these different sizes and all levels of being a helping hand are all beautiful. And I thought, he's just a man doing what the passion that God gave him. And he has been given this incredible opportunity by God to speak those kinds of words and to change people's lives. And that's not necessarily, he's a rapper, you know. He's not gone, I'm passionate about being a prophet. I'm passionate about being a church leader. I'm passionate about being a preacher. He said, I'm passionate about my music because that's the passion that God has given me. But the way that God is using that passion is so incredible. Did you know Hugh Jackman was a Christian? I didn't. But he said, I feel pleasure when I act. And he dedicates his performances to God. In fact, he said he grew up in an evangelical church. He grew up going to lots of crusades and big Christian speakers with his parents. And he said at the age of 13, he looked at the preacher on the stage and said, I'm going to be like that one day. I'm going to be on that stage. And at that point, he believed that it was as a preacher, that as God revealed through his life what he was really passionate about, he realized that his point in being on the stage was as an actor, not as a preacher. But that's the thing that makes him passionate, and that's the thing that God's using. Just deciding, I think I might have jumped ahead and got a bit overexcited and missed out some bits. That's fine. So I believe that any God-given passion you have can be used in partnership with him to further the kingdom. It gets a bit tricky here sometimes because do you see your passion as part of how God made you and therefore part of his purpose for your life? Even if it's not immediately obviously in the Ephesians bit. Do you honestly believe that the things you are passionate about are given to you by God? Good. Because sometimes it's very easy to feel like our passions might get in the way of our faith. When I came back to God, in my 20s, I had been a very passionate rugby player for about 8 years at that point. Ladies rugby happens on a Sunday. And I felt God say to me very clearly at that point that I needed to quit rugby because my focus needed to be on getting to church every Sunday. But that was because of the phase that I was in my life. That was because God knew that at that point, that was what I needed to do. The rugby is not bad, let me say this. Rugby is great. But my focus on the rugby club and my involvement in the rugby club had not been good for my mental, physical, or emotional or spiritual health. And God knew that. And he was saying, at this time, you need to be in a place where you're surrounded by believers. You need to be with these people, not with those people. And therefore, he told me to give up rugby. I don't believe that something that you are passionate about that clashes with going to church is immediately something you should give up. Because if you have been given something that you are passionate about by God, he has a purpose for it in your life. I don't believe that he counts how many times we come to church. I do believe he looks at how we live out the things we are passionate about in our lives and how we use that for the kingdom. What do I mean by use that for the kingdom? No, I'm not looking at you, Dave. Although Dave does love a cycle on a Sunday morning. what do I mean by by living that out for the kingdom? The kingdom is about starting relationships, building relationships, healing relationships, strengthening relationships. How are you using the thing that you are passionate about for that? Because that's what God gave it to you for. J.D. Rockefeller, one of the most famous businessmen in the world, earned an awful lot of money. Interestingly, you know what he said? The power to make money is a gift from God, to be used to the best of our ability for the good of mankind, to grow the kingdom. We often think that the pursuit of finance is an ungodly thing. I don't believe that anything is ungodly unless it is used in an ungodly way. It's about using the passion and the excitement and the desire that we have for the kingdom, for growing relationships, building relationships, healing relationships, starting relationships with God and with other people. Many of you will know I'm very passionate about food. Eating it, cooking it, reading about it, watching television programs about it. That one drives Chris up the wall. And I know that that is a passion that God has given me. It's a passion that I'm far more passionate about that than I ever was about rugby. Don't get me wrong, I like rugby. But I'm not going to play it anymore. Far too old. But that passion for food came from him. It didn't come from how I was brought up. My mum's a terrible cook. She's not interested in food at all. My dad loves cooking, but that wasn't a part of his everyday life. It is now, he's retired. So that passion came from God. I'm not trained as a chef. He gave me that skill naturally. I'm completely self-taught. I'm in the process of starting my own food business because that's what God's told me to do. Because it is, there's nothing that excites me more than gathering people around my table to feed them something that tastes amazing. And the conversations that we have are wonderful. And I truly believe that that's why God's given me a passion for food. It's also quite lucky because I really like eating. So what I want you to do now is have a think. I would challenge you to really think, what has God made you passionate about? And yes, it might be one of the things in Ephesians. Maybe he has made you passionate, a passionate preacher or a passionate teacher or an apostle or a prophet. But is there something else? Something that you may have not thought of as being spiritual. Something that makes your heart leap. that fills you with excitement, that fills you with joy, that makes you feel completely fulfilled? And how can / are you using that for the kingdom, for building relationships, for strengthening relationships, for healing relationships? We've been talking as a church over the last few weeks-ish, into months possibly now, about growing our relationships with each other and starting to think about how we can form groups to help us do that. Could you incorporate your passion into that? Could you, I'm not going to say what your passions are, because, you know, that's you, but, you know, I could, and would like to, form a group of people who are passionate about food. And we can get to know each other and learn to love and support each other and build a connection between us through our shared passion of food. We might all gain a few pounds. But is there something that excites you, that you think you could gather people? You could help use that to help you grow your connection with others. Within the church, outside the church, you know, I more often have people from outside the church around my table. Need to change that. You all need to get an invite. So we've got a few minutes. Turn to the people around you. Talk about your passions. I want to see you smiling and excited, because your passions should do that for you. Think about how is that growing the kingdom? How can it grow the kingdom? Share passion. Get excited.